For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
He's making real checks, sir. These are so perfect, the airline didn't know the difference.
That was actor Tom Hanks as FBI agent Carl Hanratty in the movie Catch Me If You Can. In the film, based on a true story, Hanratty chases check forger Frank Abagnale, who, from ages 16 to 21, passed $2.5 million in bad checks all over the world in the 1960s, while also impersonating an airline pilot, a doctor, and a lawyer. Abagnale was finally caught, and after he paid his debt to society, worked for the FBI, tracking down con artists and fraudsters just like himself. Working on the side of the law for more than 40 years, Abagnale also consults with other government agencies and corporations to help them prevent fraud. He said the number one type of fraud today is identity theft, and there are many reasons thieves do it.
One, to file tax returns in somebody else's name, get credit in somebody's name, get a job in somebody's name, or even ultimately committing a crime in somebody's name.
Increasingly, however, computer hackers, chiefly from overseas, are attacking government targets, Abagnale said.
One, they have all the money. Two, they don't have the infrastructure in place that a bank would have in place to keep them out of there. So they're an easy target to go steal from. Last year in 2015, Medicare and Medicaid paid out over $100 billion of the taxpayers' money in fraudulent claims.
Abagnale, who now lives in Charleston, said today's cyber criminals have a tool that was not available to him as a youthful offender.
What I did 50 years ago is 4,000 times easier to do today, and that's because of technology. Technology breeds crime. It always has and always will. And the fact that the internet has also made it global, so you can commit these crimes in your pajamas sitting in a kitchen in Russia.
The truth is that I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an airline pilot, I'm nothing really.
Abagnale appreciates the job Leo DiCaprio did in portraying him, but he's glad his con man days are long behind him. To assist his adopted state, he offered his services to the South Carolina Department of Revenue for free to help the agency prevent the kind of attack it suffered in 2012. DOR Director Rick Reams is impressed with Abagnale's experience and knowledge.
He sees the nature of the problem. He sees how much money is being stolen from our government and from our citizens. And so I think he feels very strongly about the need to make improvements.
Reams called Abagnale immediately after joining DOR to enlist his unique talents, which he said are needed to combat the cyber criminal training ground on the internet known as the dark web.
He can find many, many individuals' personal information for sale for sometimes cents on the dollar. It's as simple as going to the dark web and purchasing an individual's personal information and then using that personal information to file fake tax returns to steal refunds.
Abagnale offered tips people can use to help protect themselves from fraud.
Do not write a lot of checks because there's too much information on those checks when you leave them behind. Make sure you use a credit monitoring service. Make sure they monitor your credit 24/7 and they monitor all three bureaus and they notify you in real time. Do not use a debit card. Use a credit card. That's the safest form of payment that exists because you have no liability. Be very careful about what you say on social media because what you put on there stays on there and it is retrievable.
Abagnale said no matter what kinds of security technologies are devised, they can't stop social engineering, manipulation by a human rather than a machine. Therefore, today's consumers must be more wary than ever to protect themselves. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.